Welcome, everybody, to episode 787 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm kind of woozy right now.
Woozy? Why?
Yeah, I went to the doctor earlier today. I guess the older you get, the more blood they need to take from you. Did they not realize we need it like more now? Like, what do we get?
Breakman, why do you think I don't go to doctors, man? I need all the blood and fluids inside my body, man.
She's done after the first one, and she's taking more, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, maybe she wants another one. Four fucking vials of my blood. I'm like, why do you need that much? You fucking vampire. Oh, shit.
I guess one's control and one's variable and the other one's constant.
Yeah, what's the fourth one? The fourth dimension.
The thing they actually do the thing with.
I don't know. When I was given plasma, which I did for a long time to survive, every once in a while they'd have to check your blood, you know? And they would take like four vials too. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing, man? Like, fucking having blood rituals back there or some shit? You know,
it's like, what's gonna be any different in the third and second and fourth vial? Like, don't you have everything in one? Jesus.
I know, man. Well, you know what? Since Breakman is a little woozy, let's go ahead and get started with the news here, so we can you know, make quick work of this show.
They didn't even let me have the chance to bite back so I could become a vampire too.
I know. See, that would be different. If they gave you vampiric powers, I'd be all for it. Take as much as you need.
I'll go leeches than vampires.
Yeah, that's true. They were leeches. Yeah. All right, here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up.
Okay, Gestalt Steam Center for PC's release date has been delayed to July 16th, so about 2 months.
That's not bad. Did they state why, or?
I guess they just found a nasty bug or something. They need time to fix it.
Very good. Very good. I like that. You know what's funny in gaming? If somebody finds a bug, it usually leads to other bugs that they got to fix before they move on. So I could see why it would take so long. So very good on them to do that. We've talked ad nauseum on Grinders about that before. And it's always a good thing. Right, gents?
I remember from programming back in college, like, just you can change one little thing and think it fixes something, but it'll cause another problem you had no idea about.
Yeah, I know. It changes the value on something else down the line, and then all of a sudden you got Skyrim bugs. By the way, I saw a Colorado license plate today, guys, that said Skyrim on it. I was impressed. I should have took a picture, but I didn't. All right.
I have no idea how they do coding today, but it was thousands and thousands of lines. So it's like, you mess up one, it's like, oh, fuck me.
Yeah. You know,
the scrolling.
One good use of AI is finding bugs. I heard that AI is awesome at finding bugs and eradicating them in video games. So I think the process is getting a lot better. But we may or may not be talking about AI later. So anything else on this, Eric?
No.
All right, Breakman, you are up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Raynatus releases in the West on September 27th. We'll have crossover content from Neo, The World Ends With You. Okay.
All right.
That's cool. All we really need then, right?
I guess. I don't even know what Raynatus is, but
I don't know. Let me see here. Liberate your world when the action-packed magical RPG Raynatus, whatever, releases on the date I already said for the Switch, the PS4, and the PS5. Oh, and Steam. Sorry, I missed you there, Steam. In addition, the game will include special crossover content, which we already mentioned. Raynatus is an atmospheric urban fantasy set in a realistic recreation of Shibuya, Tokyo, where the ultimate clash between magic and order is about to unfold. Seeking freedom through strength, the wizard Marin heads to Shibuya, where he meets Sari, an officer of the MEA, an organization dedicated to keeping wizards under control.
Fucking wizards.
I know. It's always the fucking wizards, man. I mean, we should come out with our own video game called Fucking Wizards. You know?
Yep, can't trust the wizard.
Yeah,
for sure.
You never can, man. And then, like, especially, like, if you're at the beginning of a game with wizards, they're like like, you could fucking, like, just, like, flick them, and they're, like, dead. You know, it's like we experienced that in your game, Break. Like, the Wizard's always the weakest, you know? It's like, sucks. You know? But then, then later on, like, the Wizard is like the person because they never get touched, you know, later on. At first, they're like the joke, and then they become like the strongest characters later on, you know? That's how it always is. But, all right.
I liked what they did in Dragon Quest III, Dragon Warrior III. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Like the goof off, like the most useless character became the strongest character.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's how they are, fucking Wizards, man. I think we should come out with that game, man. Fucking Wizards. That's the name of this show, right? Right off the bat, fucking Wizards. All right.
If they made Dragon Quest III with the engine from 11, they could have critical magic spells and the goof off stuff I lugged at. So if you promoted them to Sage, they'd probably be really, really powerful in that engine.
Yeah, yeah. You know what else is powerful? Gundam. Gundam Breaker 4 releases simultaneously worldwide on August 29th. It's a mech customization action RPG, which I think everybody knows what Gundam Breaker is by now. There's some more details. There's a few new units that will join the roster, and then they list off a bunch of numbers and gobbledygook and stuff. And that's about it. So there you go. August 29th. Eric, next story.
Gobbledygook. It is a technical term.
Gobbledygook is a technical term. Thank you for that information.
Koei Tecmo is giving sales updates for Fate, Samurai Remnant, and Atelier Marine Remake, and Rise of the Ronin. Fate Samurai has reached 410,000. Yeah. I can't think anymore. And which is up from 300,000 from the first week in September of last year. And Taylor Marine Remake has reached 120,000 since its launch in July of 2023. Still need to get to that. I need to pick it up at some point. I really need to get through Rise of 2 and 3, though. But there's no hard sales number for Rise of the Ronin, but it states that they state that they're suppressing the Neo series, which was already pretty high.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I just remembered something. I got to put in my Stinkos.
I don't think they mean lifetime sales. I think they meant like several week or month sales. But that's all I have to say about this.
Oh, okay. All right, then it's time for Breakman. Breakman, go ahead.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Koei Tecmo. Tecmo Koei.
Yeah, we
next,
did that.
Next.
Koei Tecmo.
Next story. Next story.
Oh, I don't know. I wrote the wrong one. My bad.
It's okay.
Which one? The results from Mario RPG?
Yep.
Okay. Coming to us live from RPG site, Nintendo Quarter 4 Fiscal Year 2024 results. Super Mario RPG Remake sells 3.31 million units. Wow, nice job. Nice job indeed.
Wow, 2.6 were sold through customers? So, like, direct? That's weird. Yes.
Sold through the consumers? Yeah, that's weird.
Like digital. I'm guessing digital.
Oh, yeah, that's what. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
People are hangry for a Mario RPG.
But look at that. Look at the numbers of some of the other ones, like Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, like 20 minutes. Don't step on the keyboard, cat.
Yeah, get in that game, you dumb cat. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to have you in here.
Yeah, Sonic, you're the reason I want to play that game so bad, because it's about you. This game's all about you, Cat.
But look at the numbers on Breath of the Wild, Breakman. Holy shit. I mean, let Zelda, Metroid, and Mario could pop up Nintendo probably for the next 20 years, easily.
I honestly think they would have been better to have gone third party. Instead of keep making systems.
I think you're right, man. I think they would have... Like, can you imagine Zelda on the PS5 or something? Or even the Xbox?
Yeah, it wouldn't do well, trust me.
Oh, I guarantee it would.
If you couldn't buy a Nintendo and you still wanted to play Mario games, where would you play them?
I guarantee it would do great, it's, Eric.
You have two choices left. That's Xbox and
I don't know. I mean, sales of the PS5 in general in Japan are just not that high. I don't think play it even if Zelda was there.
I got a question for you, Eric.
If they didn't have the Switch, if there was no Switch option.
Right. If Nintendo...
system and you can only choose between the two systems, is what I'm saying.
Either system, if they could pull off the unthinkable and buy Nintendo, holy fuck, they would sell systems for Zelda.
I don't want anybody buying anything.
I don't either. I agree with you, Eric.
Many people have the hope of ever buying Nintendo to be Sony.
Yeah, I agree. It's Sony.
Nintendo already said that if they stop making hardware, then they're getting out of the business.
Well, I don't know. I think they've got
especially with corporations, they'll say a lot of things, and then something will happen. It's like, oh, yep.
I agree with that sentiment. I mean, two things can be true at the same time, break. And I could, if the money is right, they would definitely sell. Yep. But I don't think the money's right because look at these fucking numbers. Who could? I mean, honestly, who could fucking buy Nintendo with numbers like that? I think it's next near to impossible.
Microsoft has the money, but I honestly think Nintendo would never sell to an American.
I think you're correct on that, too. I think you're right. I think, you know, I like them as the third option because they just kick ass. They just make money. I think in the entire time they've ever been a company, there's only been, like, two periods where they lost, like, any type of money. I mean, they just print money after money.
The most reliable as far as fun factor goes.
You yes.
know, when a Mario game comes out, it's going to be good.
Of course.
When a
Mario
game comes out, it's going to be good.
Right, right. And they like it that way. It's sort of like how Apple is, right? They have a product that isn't the sexiest to gamers because, you know, they don't have it to where you can upgrade everything on their computers and stuff like that.
Lately, I feel like Apple is just charging.
Can you let me finish my point?
Can you
just let me finish, Eric?
No.
I guess not. I mean, no. I mean, I had a point here, Eric. I mean, the point is,
I think Apple's overrated, and I think
you're full of shit. I'm an Apple user. Sorry, I'm not. I haven't drank the Kool-Aid.
And their meager, like, and their new iPhones and stuff that come out are just meager updates that aren't worth it.
Well,
so they're going to have diminishing returns, and it's going to hit them in the ass someday.
No, it'll never hit them, Eric. That.
Like their iPhones, like, ever since Steve Jobs died, like the quality jumps to the iPhones have completely diminished.
Okay, I agree.
They lack that visionary like they had with Jobs.
Okay, I agree with that, Breakman. But here's the thing: they don't have to worry.
I'm not dissing anything you were saying, Frank.
I know. But I'm agreeing with you guys to a certain extent. The thing is, look, I have an iPhone 12, right? Which by today's standard is fucking ancient, right? What are they up to? 15? Eric, let me speak, dude. I fucking let you speak,
no,
man.
Not let Frank finish.
I know. Fuck. I can't finish any point. Look, I have an iPhone 12, right? It's a great phone. I love it. And it's nowhere near at the end of its lifestyle. I'll buy a phone probably every 5 years or so just to keep up. And that's perfect for me. You know, I mean, $200 a year for a phone, you think, because they're about, what, a little over $1,000? It's not that bad. It's the same thing with their computers. I just upgraded my computer, and it was about 5-7 years. With a PC, I was doing it every 2 to 3 years because I couldn't play the latest and greatest games. That's why I fucking got away from PCs. They suck.
Yeah, but Frank, back then PCs were accelerating at a rapid rate. You couldn't keep up with them. Nowadays, they've kind of peaked and you don't need to upgrade as often.
Eric, I don't care what you tell me. If I bought a PC right now, it's already outdated, and in a year's time, I'd be regretting my purchase.
It doesn't matter if it's outdated.
Listen to me! I would
whatever
be
you would need it for. It wouldn't
right,
matter.
Let me just go on with the stories because I can't fucking say anything, man. Jesus Christ! All right. Anything else on that break?
No, I don't even know where we're at.
We were on the Nintendo results, man. The Nintendo results. I think you went over it. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. If my fucking audio, oh, there it is. Dance of Mask, the final Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous DLC. launches on June 13th. So more Pathfinder stuff. You know, I have Pathfinder games, and I played just a tiny bit of them, and I'm intrigued. They're mostly like Diablo kind of games, not quite as polished and as good as those, but they are solid. And the DLC for this, I'm looking at the trailer, looks pretty good. If you guys haven't played the Pathfinder games, they're worth it, and a lot of them are cheap now, so you can get them on the cheap. At least the first two or three Pathfinder games, they're worth playing. So June 13th, the new DLC, Dance of Mask, out on all the systems. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is fitness boxing featuring Hatsune Miku is coming to Asia with English support on July 12th.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why do they want English support in Asian nations?
Because
it's coming over
Singapore,
here.
Singapore, most of the people that are in Singapore speak English.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a good way of getting around localization costs. And not being able to find Western publisher, so like somebody will localize the game and then they'll just release it in another country, you buy it through an import store.
That is the real answer.
I think it looks badass, actually. It's like kind of like a boxing sim, sort of like a rhythm boxing game, and you got to duck and punch, and I can just see people getting punched with this. So at least they don't have a headset on, like VR.
Although, the game is probably going to be localized anyways, because there have been ratings on rating sites in Australia, Brazil, Germany, and even in North America. So that means they're probably going to make an announcement at some point. So probably in the next Nintendo Direct, we'll see an announcement for this game.
This is the type of game that actually could gain traction, because it's kind of a fitness type thing. I know the Wii was like the innovator of shit like that, and it was like one of the greatest, most best-selling games of all time, that sports game. But this right here, I could see, like, it's already got, I think the character is kind of an AI character, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Vocaloid.
So I could see a game like this actually doing well even over here. Maybe not,
Miku,
you know.
Games, I don't know if the Miku game is really sold out all that much, but this one has the benefit of you being able to exercise a little bit.
Yeah.
Using the Wii remotes.
Yeah, yeah. 30 BGM tracks. Joy-Cons. Yeah, it looks intriguing at the very least.
And if you want something a little bit more manga related, there's the Fist of the North Star version of this game.
Huh. Okay. Freak said, last night I had a DoorDash order that was no tip. I put one of my rectal use only stickers on it, on the drink. Frank would break a hip. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled. And Breakman is exiled, you son of a bitch. All right, Break. Next story.
Okay, coming to us live from Gamatsu. Unique. Master Detective Archives Rain Code Plus launches October 1st in the West. What? Rain Code Archives? They should have stopped at Master Detective Archives or something, because that's not a bad line.
I know. Sometimes the translations aren't great, man.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Rain Code's probably still something to do in the game, but I think it's a series of games that they're planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Master Detective Archives is the series name, and then the Rain Code is the name of the game.
Well, what they should have did is like Master Detective Archives Rain, and that would have like been more, I don't know, catchy for a Western audience, I guess. But you know,
but like whatever. Frank was saying, like just a translation disconnect. Like Rain Code Plus isn't something that would make any sense to an American,
right? Right, but maybe in Japan, the
part is to let you know that there's extra stuff.
Yeah. Well, and it comes with all the downloadable content. So, what type of game is this, though?
It's an adventure game.
Ah, well, that's cool. I'm interested. I'm not interested in that price. But
this is the newest game from the developers for Danganronpa.
Ah, Danganronpa.
Different. Yeah. This one, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about the special editions there. PlayStation 5 version will be available both physically and digitally, while the Xbox Series and PC will be digitally only. In the West, Lucid Noir Limited Edition will also be available for $99 or £99 or €89. No, wait, I got this backwards. €99, £89. My bad. Yeah. Which includes a copy of the game, an outer box of artwork with the creator by Rui Komatsusaki? Komatsusaki.
Yeah. Like it? Yeah, you got it.
It comes with a soundtrack, but this I thought interesting. It comes with a 6.5-inch plushie. It comes with a stuffed animal.
I like plushies, but Bernie's more into the plushies.
I'm not endorsing it. I just think that's unique. We've been getting things like buttons and pins.
It's not stickers. Unique, but it's very uncommon because the last time I've seen plushies was stuff like Story of Seasons.
A while ago.
Before that was the. I know there have been more, but like the last one I can consciously remember that I did do a pre-order for was Kizuna Raido.
Yeah. It's
the Devil Summoner game.
It doesn't happen often.
Yeah. I used to have that Devil Summoner.
I got a plushie for the dog from Persona 3 for Persona Q2.
Yeah, yeah.
Came with that.
I mean, plushies are kind of rare, but they're fun. You know, I mean, I guess if you're going to get something in a special edition, you could do worse than a plushie.
It's more adorable than a cat helmet, like the Halo thing.
Oh, God, that Halo thing.
Where's my physical edition of Little Kitty Big City with the cat from the game?
I know. Right. It comes with a kitten, like an actual kitten.
The box doesn't hold it and shit. Like, oh, this is kind of realistic. Look, they put a whole...
Little
thing.
Wow. And it even comes with instructions.
Oh, shit.
It comes with a little litter box and everything, you know, just pre-made, yeah. All right, Eric, I think you get the last story, bud.
The last story is Rocket Knight Adventures Resparked has a release date for June 11th. Right. And you can digitally pre-order the game. It's on a slight discount, so it's like you can get it for like $25.
Sort of looks like a Sonic-esque type game.
Never played Rocket Knight?
No, I never played Rocket Knight. It looks fun.
It's sort of Contra-like because there's lots of bosses that you fight in the game.
Yeah.
It's boss rushy in that aspect because the director of this game became the director for Hardcore.
It looks fun. You know, a lot of old school goodness.
The big gimmick is that you've got a rocket, rocket fuel jetpack, and you can charge it up and then use your sword to ricochet against walls.
It's a
pretty fun game, but Sparkster is not as good, but it's still pretty good. But there are two different versions. There's the Genesis Mega Drive version, and then there's the SNES Super Famicom version.
This
one is not nearly as good as the first Rocket Knight.
I actually have a quote, like an audio quote, from the creator of this game.
Stinks like sex in here.
I don't know why he said that, but, you know.
Yeah,
whatever.
Eric gets so upset, man. Don't worry, Eric. It's just a joke, man. So, it looks good, Eric. I've never played Rocket Knight. This would be a way for me to play it, but I'll wait till it gets a little cheaper.
And here are some of the new features. An all-new animated intro that shows you the collection, and then a rewind feature, and then a boss rush mode, and a museum mode, which lets you see never-before-seen content, art, and shit.
Freak Five says the cat gets stuck at customs and the cat is dead when it shows up. No, let's not think along those lines, Freak. Skodema says RP Grinders equals real pervert grinders. I think that's an accurate assessment, Skodema. Welcome on in, man. Nice to have you here.
I think the only two perverts are Frank and Break, though. I'm a gentleman pervert.
A gentleman pervert? I've never heard that before. Gentleman pervert.
Gentleman pervert.
That means I'm less open about my perversions.
That's true.
You politely say please and thank you if you're
slamming. And I find the right time to actually talk about such things.
Oh, man, that's funny as fuck, man. I like that.
Polite pervert.
Polite pervert. I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Pervert. That sounds like a a villain in a comic or something. The chosen pervert.
And he's going up against the polite pervert.
My Hero Academia just had a Sir Gentleman. He's not a gentleman pervert, though. But he was actually supposed to be a villain character.
Alright. Alright, let's go on to homie discounts. Eric, you have a homie discount for us.
On Humble Bundle, there is a Metroidvania Mania a bundle, and for the entire eight item bundle, you can pay as low as $14, and there is a 3-item bundle version, but here's what you can get. 9 Years of Shadows, Axiom Verge 1 and 2, Cookie Cutter, Ghost Song, Death's Gambit Afterlife, The Night Witch, Axiom Verge, and a coupon for Death's Gambit Afterlife, Ashes of Vados, which is the DLC for the game that came out after Afterlife came out, because I don't think it was DLC that happened before the Afterlife version was made.
I think this is a good price for these games, man. Axiom Verge 1 is really good. I have Axiom Verge 2. I've yet to get into it. Heard Death Gambit is great. I think, Eric, you played Death Gambit, right?
It's all right.
Well, I mean, it's worth this money. you know? I mean, Axiom Verge 1 is probably worth it alone, man. Freak 5 makes a great point here, Eric. He says, Eric is the one telling us about all the hentai humble bundles. So, there you go.
It's not like these two are gonna.
Well, maybe we would, but, you know, you're the guy that plays them. I would too if I could play him on the Mac, to be honest. He doesn't talk about it because of the shame, Scott says. I don't think that's true. I don't think Eric is shamed. He's pretty
old. Now.
All right, let's. Anything else on that, Eric? No.
I hate this
fucking show. He's saying. All right, let's move on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
All right, what you been playing? Break.
This week mostly Starfield, honestly.
Huh.
I spend most of my week building outposts and shit. Just building my own little towns with nobody living in them. It's kind of sad, really, now that I think about it. I haven't had any major bugs, so I did think of one. I don't know if I told you about this one. Earlier in the game, there's a part where one of the major cities is attacked by enemies. And it sends all the crowd in a frenzy, and the bad guys are shooting down people, guards, and stuff like that. Well, after that happens, it's supposed to go back to normal. I'd return to that place, and for a while, half of the people were still running around with their like heads cut off, just freaking out. While other people are walking next to them like nothing was wrong, and there are bodies all over the place.
Jesus.
Like that, it did that for a few different times. I went back there until finally it stopped at the point where everything is back to normal, but there's one dead body just laying in the path.
It's just like there to let you know, hey, this shit happened.
Yeah, didn't forget about us, did you, motherfucker? I'm like, oh no, I'm sorry. What did I do? I just walk by that body like it's not there.
Freak 5 says the gentleman pervert RSVPs before he peeps on women changing.
No, because they wouldn't do that at all. That's what makes them the gentleman pervert. They're all about
purpose. Skotima says he also leaves thank you notes. Oh my god, man. Pro consent.
He gets the Eric. Form of invisibility and announces his presence. Like, I'm right here.
Yeah, just to let you know, I'm right here looking at you. I like the other sheer one. Please put that one on more. You know, he's like instructing. What else you been playing, Break? I know, man, we really are. I don't know, if the woman gets an RSVP and leaves her curtains open, that feels like she consents.
God.
Now Freak just sounds like a rapist.
Oh, Jesus, man, not that bad, Eric. All right, Break, anything else you've been playing?
A little bit more Borderlands, where I had a bug in that one. Like, a clipping bug where I got caught in the geometry and I just kept falling.
I hate those ones, man. And you know what? Most games have those. Did I tell you? I told you guys about the Breath of the Wild one I had, right? I was, like, climbing up mountains and I ran into this little, like, divot and I could not get out of it. It was, like, just a little divot, you know, on one of the sides of the mountain. Because you know how you can cheese climbing some of those mountains? And I was doing that, and obviously you're not intended to do that, but, I got caught and won the mountains. I had to restart. I was like, shit. You know?
That sucks.
It does. And it really sucks because, Nintendo's really good at catching those. You know, they're really, really good at catching most of those, but whatever. The reason for the note, obviously, Skodama says. Oh, man, you guys.
Isn't that their first open world game?
What's that?
Isn't that their first open world game?
What?
Breath of the Wild?
I don't think so.
Do you consider, like, Wind Waker open world? And stuff like that? Like,
yeah, I think Wind Waker was open world.
That seems, like, different to me, like, how this... Just Breath of the Wild feels more open than any other Zelda before it.
I have to say Wind Waker was pretty open world, but not, it wasn't the same. You know, I know what you're saying, Break. It's a completely different feel, you know, like it actually feels like
open world. I mean, is it cheating if I say that I think since Nintendo owns Monolith Soft, wouldn't you count Xenoblade being first?
Ooh, Xenoblade, that was
cheating, like you said, cheating, but...
But I mean, Breath of the Wild was the big... Like the biggest open
was like that I was trying to make was for them to make such a big game and not really have made anything that big before it to not have that many bugs in it, still really impressive.
Oh, it's super impressive, Break. I make no bones about it. That's like the first bug I've run into a Nintendo game since like the cartridges.
He's been in development since they were getting close to wrapping up Skyward Sword.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Gentlemen perverts give out wet naps and breath mints after using the glory hole. Gentleman pervert always thinks about his wife when sleeping with others. I like that, Skodama. That's really good, man. All right, what else you been playing?
About adulterers.
Anybody's ever going to top the he leaves a thank you note?
I know. After he's done, he leaves some breath mints and a thank you note. What else you been playing, Break?
That's it.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Just some more Sandland. I've been watching a lot of anime, as you'll find out in my reviews.
All right. I've been not having a lot of time to play games, just mostly fucking word cookies this week. I did get a chance to watch a few things as well, but let's get on to, speaking of those reviews, Eric.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Eric, rapid fire, bud. You got a bunch here.
Yeah, since we're on the subject of perverts, I'm going to...
And by the way...
My life is Inukai-san's dog.
Okay, I'll be right back, guys. I've got something to do real quick. I'll be right back.
And right, I'll save that, I guess. Because I want Frank to hear this stuff.
Okay, well, then I guess I could do one review then.
Yeah.
I kind of want to wait till Wildlands here because he's the only other Star Wars guy. But the Bad Batch just find its final episode, and... they planned it out to be 3 seasons, and I like the story they told, but I really liked the show, but I had this weird feeling about the ending of the show. I don't want to spoil anything, but I'll just say it had a happy ending, and that just felt wrong. Like, for the way that all the things the show was dealing with, and the loss of life, and the war, and the Empire is basically winning... For them to have a happy ending, the show felt off, kind of.
Well, like, it's not. Would you not call it so much a happy, so much as like not completely miserable?
No,
because we know what happens afterward.
Well, but these characters, like, you would think would be involved in the rebellion, but it seemed like they basically. See, I don't want to go into the spoilers and stuff, but like. I was expecting a lot more death in the last episode than actually we got, for one thing. I said that. And I'm not, like, poo-pooing it. It just feels like Dave Filoni's just overstuffing the world now, like, with these characters that's, you know, they don't, like, they're important to the story because they've been made important to the story, but not showing up in the movies feels weird now. All these extra characters.
Well, that's kind of like the hindsight of making anything post a film,
yeah,
and building around that film, because like then you have to explain why they weren't there in the films, or mm-hmm. you just completely ignore it and hope nobody cares.
Which is pretty much what Filoni's doing with because he's had so many characters he's added in now that, like, originally when he put in Ahsoka, there was the assumption Ahsoka's got to die because the Jedi's are wiped out. And they do actually kill her, but then
the galaxy's also really big.
What's that?
But the galaxy's also huge, so
right.
there's a lot of room for them to just go off somewhere and not be noticed. Just
pretty much what they did with story retconning and stuff like that. But at the point in time, but the story was essentially supposed to be that, like, those were the last Jedi. Like, Obi-Wan and Yoda were it, and they teach Luke, and he's it. But then, you know, they had Ahsoka, and now they've added, they brought back that. Sorry, brought back Darth Maul, which obviously they had to kill him too. And they entered a bunch more characters, like Force using characters and such like that. But this episode, the Clone Wars was not about the Force for the most part. It did play a key storyline. Into the story, but the Force itself didn't play into the story, really. Because no characters... I don't think we ever saw a Force-using character in it. I mean, they... Because it happens after the Fall of the Jedi, and it takes place after the Empire takes over, and yeah, I don't remember them coming across any Jedi at any point. Mm-hmm. Maybe they did. I'm just not remembering it. But yeah, so the Force wasn't...
Or they did, but they were disconnected from the Force. They might as well not be.
Yeah. But it's just... It's kind of unusual to get these Star Wars stories. We're getting more of them without, like, the Force being an essential part of the stories, like this and Andor. Mm. And it gives a grittiness feeling to it, I think. Mm. Showing how dark the world can be, especially when you don't have, like, a superpower to rely on, you know? But, and that's why I feel out of place with the ending. And with all these new characters that get introduced, it feels like a lot of them should have been killed off. But then he's been killing characters off and then bringing them back, too. Like, they killed Cad Bane, and now they're bringing him back. He killed Ahsoka, and he brought
Sometimes him back. That can be considered subverting expectations, though. So, yeah. Like, maybe you grow to love these characters, so why don't we just give you what you might actually want and have these characters survive?
Freak 5 is exiled, you son of a bitch.
What do you say? Oh, shit.
Don't encourage him, Breakman, you son of a bitch. You're exiled, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, oh, that was mean. You're mean. Yeah,
exactly. Son of a bitch. All right, where are we at, Eric?
I haven't reviewed anything because I was waiting for you.
Why didn't you just go through your reviews, Eric? We ain't got all day, dude. I told you we need to get...
I've been doing a review, Frank. You're not listening to me.
Oh, you're doing a review. Okay, go ahead.
Bad Batch is a great show, great Star Wars show. And I was just telling Eric it was kind of really different from other shows other than Andor because the Force isn't the main focus of the show.
So it
goes deeper into the grittiness of the environments and such like that. Like, yeah. You just feel like a small fry, like a small little bitty thing in a giant pond in an ocean, you know.
Scotum is exiled too, you son of a bitch.
I know, I stopped talking to him. That's really what he said.
Anyways, I
recommend Bad Batch. Eric's turn.
Yeah.
I was going to review My Life is Inukai-san's Dog because we're all talking about perverts and stuff. All
right.
And this is a show that's based on a manga, and it's about a student in high school who wakes up one day to find out that he's become a dog. Not only a dog, but he's been taken under the wing of his classmate crush. And the thing he finds out very quickly is that she's like super into wanting to fuck the dog.
Wow.
What? So there's just a lot of weird lewd stuff that he tries to get out of, and it's the misadventure of that. And that's actually heavily front-loaded, because the show quickly becomes about something else entirely. So it's more like a rooting out mechanism at the beginning of the show to just weed out all the people who
don't want to see a woman fuck a dog.
No, because that doesn't actually happen.
I know, but that kind of sounds like what they're heading.
But anyways, anybody who's strong enough to stomach that initial concept are the real fans, I guess.
Real dog fuckers, though.
Anyways, it becomes a plot about one high school student who's like a mad scientist who used a solution to get him to turn into a dog, and basically blackmailing him in order to conduct methods for experiments, but I think she was just lying to him, and the real experiment is to see what happens anyway, regardless of what he chooses to do with the information he's learned from her. Like, I guess, like, the idea is, I'll turn you back into human if you can convince her to love you even after she finds out you're a human. And, basically, she's tempting him to, like, kiss her as a dog to get turned back into human. He's like, no, I'd rather stay as a dog, and I'll find some other way to turn back on my own. And I think that's actually her actual experiment. But the season ends after that point, and who knows when the next season will happen.
Break is exiled, by the
way. But, like, I thought it was pretty interesting, and the lewd parts are whatever they are. It's like, if you can deal with it, I think it's worth sticking around. And so I'm going to give this show a 6.5
All so right. far. Above average, okay.
6.5 inches? Oh, sorry, what were we talking about?
Anyways, If we're all done with the perversions, let's wash away the stink of naughtiness with Ferme Romae Novae, which is a new Roman baths. That's I think that's actually either Latin, or if it's not Latin, it's Tuscan, which was what the ancient Romans talked in. But I think that was the language. I'm not sure what they spoke. But anyways, it's about a thermi architect. They make the baths, and anyways, it goes back into his past when he was a kid, and it leads up to the point where he wanted to become an architect, and his name's Lucius, and it's about him trying to find inspiration for new types of bathhouses. But the thing is, like, he gets isekai'd to the modern day Japan every time he gets dunked into water, and he stays in there for like more than a couple seconds. And so basically he tries to replicate everything he sees there, and it's kind of hard. He gets into weird hairy situations because he can't speak Japanese, but usually he's surrounded by friendly people who help him and realize he's a foreigner and he can't speak their language. So it's amusing to see him get worked up about modern style bathhouse conveniences and the ways he comes up with to try to replicate the technology with ancient Roman technology. So I'm giving this... I don't know if there'll be a second season, but the manga author has decided to make a new series, so there might be a second season involving that at some point. I think it's worth watching. It's only 12 episodes. So I'm going to give this an 8. Really bizarre, but funny. Right. And I also watched the first season of Frieren. I wanted to review this last week, but I completely forgot about it. And it's a show that I described on Twitter as being like the closest thing we'll probably ever get to an adaptation of what how deals with Parn's death. So it's kind of like a post-Parn story.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This is a new Lodoss War story?
No, I'm saying it's basically the closest we'll get to that.
Ah, got you.
Because in a situation to that show, Daedalus in love with a human, but in this show, it's more flipped. He's in love with her. You see in the flashbacks of their past, and the show's about like 80 years past his death after he died of old age, after they saved the world from the Demon Lord.
So is this directly related to that, or no? It's just something.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I'm just trying to make the setup.
Got you. Okay.
And because of the way elves mature and develop relationships, she probably didn't think much of what her relationship was to him. And thinking back on the flashbacks and finally coming to a conclusion about how she feels about him. And just getting to that point took her like 80 years. And so in a way, it's kind of similar to what Daedalus dealing with, but on a less emotional level, because she's set up as a neurodivergent even among elves. Because elves are basically set up as neurodivergent because of their long lifespan and the way they deal with anything. But, so it's kind of interesting to see in that respect. And anyway, she takes on an apprentice named Fern, and the show's about her and their new warrior party member, Stark. Which, I don't know why, but maybe it has something to do with, like, them wanting to copy the German language in some respects, because the S is really held strongly as in like an SCH style, so it's Stark. So it's weird how they pronounce it in the dub, but that's how they did it. And other characters have similar pronunciations.
It's like Bastard on, I don't know if you've seen that, they call the guy Dark Schneider, you know, it's like real, yeah.
But it's not spelled SCH, but that's how they pronounce it. It's
right, weird. right.
So that show was fun, and I hope season 2 happens soon. And I heard the manga got put on hiatus for indefinite reasons. I think the author's health might be in question, because that tends to happen a lot in the manga industry. They just get overworked. But season 2 is probably got... There's probably enough content for them to do season 2 without worrying about where the current place in the manga is right now, though. But you probably won't hear about season 2 until like next year. So I'm giving this show an 8.5 so far.
All right.
And I also watched BNA, which is called Be Your New Animal or something. Become New Animal. I don't know. I need to look at it again. But anyways, it's a show about a girl who goes to this Beastman city. The Beastmen are basically like just anthropomorphized animals of very various species. And there's all world building stuff there, where there used to be a war that happened, and it's been 10 years since this city's been erected, and there's like political conspiracy in order to destroy the town and stuff, and the whole racism angle is played. And anyways, a lot of weird misadventures happens after she gets to the city, and it was pretty enjoyable. And unlike other trigger shows, there's less rubber banding animation in the show, so there's more of a weight to the way that actions are inflicted upon others, like objects and collisions. You can feel the weight of them. Like, that's something that's a big criticism with trigger works, and I think they did a better job here, and they did an even better job with Delicious and Dungeon in that aspect, too. So I think they're getting better at it. Because BNA came out before Delicious and Dungeon did. By about, like, 3 years or so. But I'm giving this show 7.5.
Alright, so a bunch of good stuff.
And then, final review I have is his Himoto Omaro-chan, seasons 1 and 2. I don't think there'll be a season 3 because it's been several years since that ended. But there is a manga that covers the rest of the volumes. There's a
new series out right now. Just saying, there's always hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
340 years from now, you might get a sequel. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's enough manga volumes left that they could do another season of it to finish the story. But if they don't, that's fine. I could just read the manga and the spinoff manga. But it's a series about a high school girl who gives the appearance of being a perfect high school girl. She's like gets the best grades and everything, and very like probably the girl you'd want to probably marry if you were a kid in high school and your parents were bugging you to get married after high school. But when she gets home, she turns into a total gremlin and just lazes about and basically acts like she's a hikikomori, which is a shut-in, or a neat for short. And she lives with her brother because I guess the idea is that the school she was going to is too far from her home, and as her brother lives in that area, so why not just be roomies? And the show is about how he basically gets annoyed all the time because of her antics. And she slowly starts to make friends, and a lot of the show is also her avoiding them, finding out how much of a slob and lazy bum she is when she's at home. So there's lots of goofiness going on there. Season 2 is more interesting because she starts getting even more friends, so there's more of a slice of life aspect to it compared to the first season. So I'm going to give the show overall an 8.5.
I'm going to give the comment by Skodoma 0. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. All right. 8.5 is pretty good, man. A lot of great anime.
That kind of gremlin. Just like just somebody who's gross, basically, because of the way they act.
Yeah. All right. Well, very good, Eric. A lot of good anime recommendations this week. Breakman, did you have any reviews this week?
I did it.
Oh, you already did it. Okay, my bad. I have a quick review. It's a movie called Roadkill. It's on Tubi. I hate watching shit on Tubi because of the commercials, but Bernie forces me to. She's in studio right now looking at me.
Most of the fucking shit fucking apps have commercials now.
I know. Amazon does now, fuckers. They want to charge you $3 extra for no commercials. I'm like, fuck that.
There's an ad every 5 minutes on YouTube. Literally every 5 minutes.
I know. But anyways, this movie was pretty decent. It's about this chick that picks up this drifter. And the chick is hot, by the way. She kind of reminds me in a way of Megan Fox. But I don't know. There's something about this chick's a little bit hotter to me. I mean, you know, picking up just a nomad is kind of a weird thing to begin with. So it kind of hooks you from the beginning. You're like, what the fuck is the deal with this?
Stuck you with some vampire or something.
No, not quite. But there is a little twistedy doodah in there somewhere. Actually, there's a couple of twistedy doodahs. So, and that is the technical term, break, twistedy doodah. So, it's about this chick picking up this dude, and then they get into some stuff, and stuff happens. I there's a lot I can't spoil. So, but I think it's an interesting movie. I'm going to give it a solid 7.5 out of 10 for a Tubi movie. It's actually not too bad at all. I recommend giving it a watch. So there you go.
Wait, Dune 2 is on HBO Max already?
It should be. Yeah, I think it is. And it's a great movie.
That must've just happened because I think Ghostbusters just happened.
Yeah. Well, that movie's great. Dune too. So, but anyways, Roadkill 7.5. Check it out for sure. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Okay, let's see here. Well, I talked a couple months ago about tornadoes up in Bell Fountain, the town I've been to, and Indian Lake, at that area. Well, there are tornadoes that hit in our area of town just a few days ago.
Jeez.
So, yeah. Tornadoes have been brutal around Ohio just a couple months. This one is a personal one. Like Frank's, they usually involve something that happened to you during the week and somebody you'd wish that gets maybe a board smacked upside their head or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, they're, let me see, about 3 weeks
ago. Scone is exiled.
We had the back porch completely repaired because it was about to collapse. And there's a bunch of debris left. And some of the debris was boards with nails and such like that. So I took them to the curb because the people who did it didn't clean up after themselves, whatever. I'm talking about that. I took them to the curb and, you know, I saw the nails in them and I put them kind of in a neat pile and I put a note on it and tried to cover up the nails. And the note said, please be careful, there are sharp nails on here.
Yes.
Okay, so, and then I put the trash can next to it and, you know, go about my business. I come back the next day, or I, well, go outside the next day. And the pile's still there. The note's gone, though. but the pile's still there. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I guess you didn't have to be a little dicks about it and take the note. So I took the wood and I threw it into the trash can this time.
Mm-hmm.
So this Sunday, I heard Monday friends trashed up.
Sorry, I loaded Opera and I did this.
Okay.
So I took the trash out. I put the trash on top of it and around it because the boards were big. So it took up half the damn trash can. So the trash can's kind of overflowing with trash and stuff like that. And I take it out. And, you know, next day, they picked the trash out of the goddamn can and left the wood in there.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
So how do you get rid of that?
I can't get rid of because the trash people won't take it because they're assholes.
Are they? Do you think they're actually secretly squirrels in disguise? They're just trying to fuck with you.
Right. That explains a lot, actually. Yeah. Shit. Mm. So fuck these assholes, not doing their fucking job. What do they want me to fucking do with these boards? Just leave them lying around so somebody could fall on them and get hurt or something?
You know, in my neck of the woods,
I have this trash community pickup thing
where you can leave your trash out in the yard and you let just people grab it anywhere.
Freaks, those trashmen don't want breaks wood.
Yeah, you had a perfect opportunity to get in an exile there, Break Man. You didn't do it, man.
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
Doesn't mean you can't exile. It makes it even funnier, man.
So there's a creamy coconut Dr. Pepper. I'll have to try that.
Oh, I thought more, but I didn't run into it. I've only got two more left because I just didn't do anything else. But we often talk about the police and how they like to kill innocent people.
Yes.
Once again, a police officer, they went to the wrong house and opened fire on the guy. apparently, and this guy is a military officer. He was in his home with his gun because somebody had been knocking on his door and not answering. You know, So he got afraid that somebody may try to break into his home. Got his legally owned gun and was fired upon entering the house, and, you know, for having his own weapon in his own home.
Yep. Second Amendment doesn't work, does it?
No, especially if you're black.
Fuckers.
Oh, did I not mention, yes, of course he was a black man and they're white. I don't know what he called the police for, but of course it was a black man murdered in his own home by the police.
Well, I mean, it could be worse. You could be sleeping and get shot like they did to, I can't remember her name. You know, she's just sleeping there and all of a sudden cops bust in, bam, dead, you know.
Oh, no, that's a, no, okay, yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
I don't either, Break. It's just, it's awful.
People like the police. What do they do?
Nothing. Terrorize citizens. They terrorize citizens, and every great once in a while they solve a crime, and they think it's the greatest thing ever. Even though 2% of crime nationwide gets solved, any other job you do 2%
help too. Like they need us to do their jobs for them.
Yes, and the ones that are solved all have us involved. Yep. You know, it's just stupid. All right, what else you got, man?
I mentioned before Mrs. Bregman loves, like, this serial killer type stuff. Yeah. Like, watching this. Every fucking single serial killer has gotten away from the police. They've all been caught. Yes. They all got away.
Yep. No, that's true.
Or stupid,
or sometimes bigots. Bigotry's mm-hmm. help sometimes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've all been where they could have taken these murderers to jail and stopped the killing sprees, but every single one of them's gotten away from the police at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so another innocent black man murdered. Anyway, the college protests that are going on right now about what's going on in Palestine and mm-hmm. I mean, in the Gaza Strip against Palestinians
yep.
And Israel. There, I think everybody on every side of this argument is so wrong. And, like, there don't seem to be anybody who's, like, thinking logically. I mean, there are some people I'm sure that are, but it's turned into the people who are protesting against that or cheering for Hamas. Like, it's, like... And they're doing things like intimidating Jewish students and stopping them from getting into classes and such like that. Some of them, not all of them. But they're wearing paper masks. And because they're wearing just, like, the mask because of COVID and stuff like that, our attorney general's decided that he's going to go after everybody wearing masks, even if they're peaceful protesting. So law enforcement's going to go after the peaceful people. The peaceful people are being mixed in with, of course, the people who aren't peaceful and who are disrupting. And then you have the other people who... And we've talked about many times, like, we do not support what's going on, the genocide by of the Palestinian people, but we don't support Hamas either.
No. Two things can be true at the same time.
Exactly. But the people who are against the protesters don't see anybody like that. They only see it as if you are protecting Palestinians, you're with Hamas.
Right, and that's just simply not
true. Like, I don't see anybody who's right on any side.
Right, right. I think that war is just lunacy, Brakeman. I don't understand how they just can't come to... I mean, from Israel's point of view, if you listen to Netanyahu, he wants them all eradicated. Right? He won't go out and out and say that, but that's what he wants. The people of Israel are fine. They're like, look, we don't like the Palestinians, but we don't necessarily want them all dead. You know, I mean,
Netanyahu is not very popular right now.
No, he's not. He's not, and he hasn't been for a long time.
That. He is not he's about as popular as Trump was.
If it wasn't for the United States propping Israel up with billions and billions of dollars every year, Israel wouldn't fucking exist. I can almost guarantee it.
And they've equated it as Israel, like, this is, we're the Jewish nation. Like, if you don't defend us, you hate Jews.
Right.
Which shouldn't be far from the fucking truth.
That is, you know? I mean, I can't stand when people do that. I mentioned something in a chat forum one time about, you know, Israel's stance just being untenable. And it just it leans towards genocide. And you would have thought I was the biggest anti-Semite on the planet. You should have seen those people. Well, if you're not with Israel, you're against Israel and all that. And I'm like, look, people, two things can be true at the same time. You can hate the genocide that's going on, and you can hate Hamas, right? Yeah, you can. It is possible.
Both groups of murderers, right?
Yes.
Netanyahu is a genocidal maniac.
He is.
Hamas is insane. They just want to kill people.
Yes, one is just propped up by the United States.
Israeli people.
Right. One is propped up by the United States and the other isn't. That's as simple as that. And what's created is a bunch of people in the middle of all this shit that are starving in Gaza.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going on.
I confront some people who are saying, like that you're supporting Hamas. I'm like, well, what about, like, the right now it's over 30,000 innocent civilians have been killed, over 10,000 of them were children.
Yeah, I know, nobody cares.
Justify that.
Nobody cares.
I'm not even sure Hamas has had much involvement in this entire conflict at all.
Yeah,
we're as a boogeyman.
Look, they're a terrorist group. We shouldn't
understand. I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm just saying I wonder how.
No, but Eric makes a good point. Eric makes a good point.
You're saying, like, where he's attacking and stuff? Like, Netanyahu's, I think, making up a lot of that as excuses.
No
doubt. He's attacked innocent civilians.
Or, like, the size of their involvement is massively inflated.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
probably significantly lower.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would agree with that. What else you got, Brake?
I don't know. I think with what's going on, I think more people are getting radicalized to Hamas, you know? Because when people became, when people were afraid, especially of a government...
It's entirely possible that there are multiple organizations calling themselves Hamas.
That's true, too.
That can be true, too.
It's really hard for us to speculate, because we don't, you know, it's really just, we're speculating.
We are speculating, but I think it's calculated speculation, Brake, because... I don't just go to all the stupid lamestream, right? I actually do research online. I'll look at Al Jazeera, what's going on over there, even though some people think that's completely biased, and some of it is. But you have to...
I've read their stuff, too. I'll read, Fox News sometimes.
Yeah, just to get a different point of view.
Yeah, exactly. And I criticize Fox News heavily because I've read it. Because I see it. I can criticize it because I know the fucking bullshit.
Yeah, the same thing with CNN and MSNBC and all the fucking lamestream. You know, it just... Yeah.
If you're getting your news from cable, you are a fucking sucker.
Yes, I agree. I think you should do your own homework and go online and look at some of the credible websites out there. Al Jazeera is actually fairly credible. Everything I've read from them, they got Al Jazeera English. You know what's weird? Sometimes even RT, Russian television, has some interesting things to say, and a different perspective that you can't
see the truth unless you're willing to look at every sample.
Right. I don't get why we're so stuck.
The idea is to disseminate all the bullshit from each of those angles and find the truth somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Skodama, you're up $200 on True Social. I thought that shit was tanking, man. I don't know. Well, see, there you go. If you believe the lame stream, then, you know, you're going to think that True Social is like...
Well, maybe I was true at some point, but maybe it's going up now.
Yeah, could be. I don't know. I mean, who knows, man? You can't trust the fucking lame stream, man. You just can't. And there's a reason why people call that. And there's a reason why people are upset with media in general. I mean, that's why I do what I do, guys. I bring true fucking stories.
It kind of disheartens me as a journalist when I talk about games, when a lot of people are talking about games journalism or hacks.
They're not hacks. People like Eric are just as much as of a journalist as these fucking people at CNN, you know?
Then again, I'm not an actual game journalist because I didn't study journalism.
Journalists
have been watered down because people like the talking heads all call themselves journalists.
Right.
They're giving opinions, not facts.
Right.
Their job is an entertainer to keep you in your seat for an hour news breaks at the end of the hour. Like, news breaks will give you the facts. Those people are giving you their opinions and trying to entertain you. And they've got so many people convinced that they are giving you facts, and what they're saying is the truth.
Yeah, and I agree.
Puppet them. Yep. I see a lot on the news feeds and stuff. People just repeating almost verbatim
stupid talking points. Yeah, I mean, there was a whole thing, Breakman, where there was a phrase that was said over and over on the local news stations. It was Sinclair, I believe. And they forced their journalists, quote unquote journalists, to repeat this phrase. You know, we are not blah 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 blah. And it was verbatim. I'm like, God damn, you can't be more fucking obvious. You know? So stupid. What else you got, Brake?
That's it.
All right. Eric,
my general annoyance before we can't get along as it is as a country, but now we got a whole group of people who are pissed off for all different reasons.
Yeah.
And illogical reasons.
Yeah, I agree, man. I couldn't agree.
I don't know what to say. I see these protests and I'm like, oh, obviously they're peaceful protests, and I agree with that. Like, that's a constitutional right. Mm-hmm. Like, people who are just sitting there and they're saying, you know, don't do this, they're holding up signs or whatever, they're marching in the circles, whatever, that kind of stuff. If they're not blocking an entrance, if they're not attacking people,
right,
then leave them the fuck alone.
And even if they're yelling with a bullhorn, I think that's okay too. You know, as long as they're not keeping people up awake in residential neighborhoods.
As long as they're not targeting people,
right,
too.
Right.
I don't like it when they, I've seen groups they'll target people walking by. Like, we saw that incident in Mississippi where the bunch of white guys saw one black woman in the crowd and they're like,
well, let's get her and start making monkey noises and shit, you know?
I don't like the opposite either. I mean, there's room for that, but it's not in that context. You know what I mean? Like, if there's a government official that needs to hear it, and it needs to hear it from a bunch of people, I got no problems with people pointing that out, you know, but just a normal citizen that's just walking by, I kind of have issues with that, unless that person did really wrong, you know. I don't know.
This person's like Jeffrey Epstein or something, like a well-known criminal, you know, like, or a politician. Like, then, yeah, but for a normal person, like, you don't know their name, you don't know, never seen them before, leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah. All right. Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is all three console platform holders. Nintendo, not so much, but I still want to mention it because it's still kind of gross. Because them continuing to shut down all the Yuzu forks, the Switch emulator, on GitHub and various other places. Like, I think it was like the number was 8,500. So they're kind of stinky, but Sony shooting themselves in the foot, and Microsoft is shooting themselves.
Oh, Microsoft's doing the worst job of it, I think, man. They fucking...
But Sony wanting... Okay, so basically what happened is the Helldiver 2 was delisted from countries that didn't have PSN accounts. And the reason they're doing this is because they made a new policy where, like, if your game... if your game's online... and has multiplayer, you need to be able to be on the PSN and have a PSN account to play the game. But lots of people complained about this because most of the countries in the world that had this game in the store, digital storefronts, didn't have a PSN account, because the idea was that these games also have PC versions. And the PC version does not require that, but Sony's making people who are playing the PC version have to have a PSN account, which is absolutely stupid. So instead of just trying to fix the problem, they delisted it from the storefront. People got angry. They said they were going to walk the policy back, but they lied because they kept the game delisted.
Yeah,
the developers are fighting them because obviously their livelihoods are on the line. Because if they can't sell their game to people, they aren't going to get money.
That's right.
Right, it's really fucked
up. And they're also going to do this with Ghost of Tsushima's online multiplayer mode, and they ended up just delisting the game on PC in those same countries, because even though there's a single-player portion of the game, just like Helldivers. So, like, yeah, why are you depriving developers of cash that you could otherwise be getting? I don't understand you, Sony.
And another thing is that might drive a black market up in those places, too. You know, to get that game in there. So there's consequences to those actions for sure.
And Microsoft decided to close 4 studios. Like, 3 out of those 2 studios I could somewhat understand, but still gross even with Arkane's case. The other 2, I don't think they were doing anything, but that's also kind of Microsoft's fault, too, because Microsoft didn't help build up these studios either. They just kind of just let them rot. But it's even more baffling for the closure of Tango Gameworks.
Oh, God. That was the one that I was like, holy fuck, man.
Especially after Hi-Fi Rush did so well and earned multiple different awards.
Hi-Fi Rush and it
did this despite being on Game Pass and having a new version for PS5 and Switch, which is coming later this year.
Yeah, and wasn't it them that did Ghostwire Tokyo that did pretty well, and
also
and
Evil Within 1 and 2?
Yeah, crazy. I don't understand
that.
Now,
like, Shinji Mikami did leave the company with the core team that developed Hi-Fi Rush. So they went to develop Kamui, and I think he did this because he knew this was going to happen.
Probably, and it was a good move on his part.
So, but, like, people at Tango Gameworks still existed. They had a skeleton crew, and they were planning on making a sequel, and apparently it came down to the fact that Microsoft was too cheap to pay people for new hires to get them to make that sequel, and they weren't, and the game wasn't making the kind of money that they promised their shareholders.
Yeah.
So instead of investing in your company, and they just went for the myopic route of we need more money now instead of later, so fuck you guys.
I actually think Microsoft might be in a bit of trouble.
And I think it comes down to the fact that this is Microsoft's or Xbox's CEO. Basically, this was imported from Microsoft headquarters, and they don't understand game business as well as they do the hardware business that Microsoft usually is doing, or the software business. But they just looked at a spreadsheet and felt like Tango GameWorks isn't the kind of making the kind of games I want this company to push out. So I'm just gonna get rid of you. So it was basically operating on vibes rather than actual hard data.
Yeah, you know, Microsoft is becoming the new Google. You know how there's like a Google graveyard of all the different projects that they scrapped in their infancies. It reminds me of Fox when they had the bunch of series that they just after one series or one season they just canceled. You know, it's like, why? Give it 2-3 seasons.
Anyways, the CEO was basically interviewed about it, and she gave the most word salad answer that didn't actually answer the question.
Oh my god! And that person that was interviewing her was a dumbass too, because I would have been all over that.
I would have gone harder instead of playing softball.
No, I would have kept it up. So really, what is the reason?
I would have. Yeah, after she said that, if I was in her position, I'd be like, "What do you mean by all that? Can you actually?"
Can you break that down for us and give us the real reasons that you closed these studios? You know, I would press. Why not?
Like, that's what you want. I feel like maybe people need to protest and they should just unclose the studio and bring them back.
I don't know. It might work. Actually, online campaigns for gaming.
I know really they probably can't bring them back, but maybe they could bring Kamui back, and then they could just rebrand themselves.
Well, they're definitely going to bring back like the properties. I'm sure you'll see Ghostwire Tokyo 2 at some point, and I'm sure you'll see Evil Within 3 at some point too. So, you know, I mean, they wanted to get rid of the people. That's what it was. Cutting costs, even though you're making record profits, happened at EA. Remember EA? Yeah,
just look at Capcom. Capcom's making record profits, and it hasn't had to lay off anyone because, one, it's illegal in Japan to lay off companies or employees unless you're in dire straits, like on the verge of bankruptcy. But that's something that needs to be done in the U.S. legally. Like, Congress needs to get their act together and make legislation that will protect employees from their employers from doing this sort of shit.
Break, I agree with you on Willow. And you know what's funny? They even took that fucking season off of Disney Plus, which is stupid, you know?
I'm not the torrent that now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's what they force you to do. They force you to torrent shit, you know? All right. Anything else, Eric?
Well, those are my only think of.
All right. Mine, I still have this fucking earache. I mean, it's not quite as bad, but it's still fucking there, man. And the fluid is still there. I can only hear about 10% out of this fucking ear. And then speaking of ear kind of related stuff, RFK Jr. is a fucking moron. He believes that he had part of his brain eaten by a fucking brain worm. It's not possible, dude.
That's not even the craziest thing I've heard.
It's a parasite, and parasites get their nutrients just by chilling in the area.
Yeah, they don't. Their skin. They cause other issues. They don't cause issues by eating your brain. I mean,
number one, it didn't eat his brain. Number two, even if it did, it wouldn't cause that much of a significance because apparently, like, whatever it took in, it killed it, so...
Yeah, Scotum, I don't believe it, because it's not medically possible. It is not medically possible for a brain to be eaten by a fucking worm. It's just not. You have, like, many parasites.
That's a good point, though. He is pretty fucking dumb.
He is dumb. There's no question, Scotum. He's a fucking moron.
But, if you watched Rebecca Watson's video, he was basically making him lame excuses and hoping people would believe his idiocy.
Right.
He's trying to avoid paying his dead ex-wife money.
Right.
She killed herself.
Right. Well, mind you, at the same time he had this quote-unquote brain worm that ate a piece of a brain and then died, which is just lunacy, he says that he had mercury poison. And I'm like, you know how much fucking tuna you have to eat to get fucking mercury poison as an adult? That's for kids. You're not going to feed kids a ton. Like, if a kid were to eat, like, a shit ton of fucking tuna, I could see the argument. But a fucking adult...
He changed it to the brainworm one because he realized the mercury argument wasn't going to work.
Oh, my God. It's so stupid. The brainworm one is just so dumb, man. I mean, there's no question that he's an idiot, Scotomo. He's just dumb. But I mean, to go so far...
I don't know who's stupider, him or Tucker Carlson not understanding evolution.
Well, Tucker Carlson's up there too, but I probably RFK by a slim margin. Fucking brainworm.
Yeah, a lot of people don't believe in evolution because of the religious beliefs.
Right.
So.
Right. Right.
But as far as I'm concerned, Tucker is religious.
Yeah. Brainworm made him dumber. He never had a brainworm, Scotoma. He's a fucking lying moron like most politicians. All right, let's move on to some happier topics here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, break your sweet of the week.
Actually, I had two of them. I can't remember what the other one. One of my cats was really sick. And definitely was worried about her last weekend. But she recovered on her own, really.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
You can't take any more break.
Yeah, medicine, but, I mean, yeah, she's... I was really... After just a month ago...
Yeah, I know. Break, so. I would... That, oh, man, that's great news, break. great news, man. Anything else?
Yeah, I had one. I can't remember what it is. I have to think about it.
All right. Eric, did you have any sweetos this week?
Getting through a week, I guess, is my sweeto.
That's always a sweeto, man. My sweeto is I'm getting new plants this weekend. This is planting month for me. So I can't wait to get the new crops. I don't know what they're going to be this time. I'm always excited.
Oh, yeah. I guess I have one, but I should have mentioned it last week when I heard about it. But, net neutrality's back.
I know. I saw that, Eric. That's fantastic news. Scotoma says he wasn't doing drugs. He was self-medicating to kill the brainworm. That's good, Scotoma. Probably, man. He should do some more. Why not? Fuck him, man. It's like, I don't know, man. No, I'm not. No. In no way am I saying take enough drugs to exit the planet. Just... You know, do enough to chill out and not be in politics, dude. You know, just get the fuck out of there. All right. So yeah, new plants this weekend, guys. I'm really, really excited.
You know what strains they are? You're gonna get surprised?
Or? Well, I haven't went to the dispensaries that I go to yet.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you guys next week what I get because you know I'm gonna buy them probably this weekend, and they're most likely gonna be indicas or indica leaning hybrids. So. Mm. Because they don't grow as tall. I don't want these plants growing above. Because one year, I don't know if you guys remember the stinko that I had where somebody cut one of my plants at the top. Like they took the biggest fucking bud of the whole plant, and I was so mad. And they didn't even do a clean job of it. They just like snapped it in half and took it, you know, like type thing. So it really damaged.
So they didn't even cut it. They just ripped it off.
No, they just ripped it off, and it just pissed me off because it wasn't ready for one. Even though it was big, it just wasn't ready. Like I have to take a magnifying glass, like a little jeweler's eye thing, to make sure that the plant is ready before I harvest. Right? It wasn't nowhere near ready. You know, it just just made me so mad. Like, you go ahead and smoke that shit. It ain't going to do nothing to you.
So next time, from what I'm hearing, is next time you need to hire Gentleman Pervert.
Yeah, Gentleman Pervert. There you go, man. Now, so that was mine, sweeto. I'm just really excited to get some new plants growing, and it's just such an exciting thing for me. Like just to watch them grow and take care of them, and you know, make sure there's no bugs and shit on them. And I don't use pesticides or anything like that. I take meticulous care of these plants.
So organic weed.
Probably.
No, I know. Like organic is a buzzword, and it's mostly meaningless. But like,
yeah, technically it is organic, I guess you could say, Eric. But
yeah, I mean, you're not using that stuff.
I don't use any pesticides. The only thing that goes into my plants is water and sun, and that's it.
Use manure.
No manure.
Fertilizer?
Nope. No fertilizer, nothing. Just I plant them in the ground.
they grow, and that's it. I harvest. Like, there's no, like, you can tell the difference between my weed and what you get at the dispensaries. And what you get at the dispensaries is full of chemicals, and you can taste the difference. Like, it is a distinct difference. And even though my weed might not be as potent, it's going to fuck you up worse than all the other shit, because it doesn't have all that shit. You know, it doesn't, there's nothing to counteract the naturalness of it. It's just, it is what it is. Freak 5 says, I saw a friend at the con last week. She's going to sell me her collection of World of Darkness books. I will pay as I can, and she will send me books as I pay. The core books for Demon are on the way right now. That's awesome. I suppose I need to get off my lazy ass and get started on my next podcast. There you go.
I got a proposal.
Yeah, break, man, you're funny. What's the proposal, Eric?
Like for the RP Grinders video game, hypothetical video game.
Yes.
How about, like, for a magic system, the wizards are just weed wizards, and, like, they use weed to do magic.
Okay. Skonima, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. All right, let's move on to driver's seat, man. This week's going to be pretty good. All right, I'm in the driver's seat this week, guys. So I've got option one or option two. Which one do you guys want to delve into? One or two?
What's option one?
Two? I'm not going to tell you the option. It's just, I got option one here.
So this is like door number one.
Yeah, sort of like that. Skodum is exiled again, you son of a bitch.
I guess whatever we don't do next watch time.
Because I wasn't on it. If I was on it, I would have hated it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with one then.
True story, yeah.
One?
One or two, and I'd always get the booby prizes. You wear the costumes and stuff. You know, that game show.
I know. All right, which door one or door two? Break.
Number two.
Wow. Okay, so Eric picked one. How about we do both? Fuck it. We got enough time for both, all right? So let's do number one first. How do you guys feel about police? I know you were talking about the police earlier, Breakman. What are your honest feelings about modern policing?
Yeah, well, my honest feelings about the police, I guess they were okay, man.
No, modern policing, not the police.
So, like, you listen to it now, it's like it's the stalker anthem.
You know what my favorite police song is, Break? It's a Spirit in the Modern. What is it? Spirit in the Modern World or some shit? I don't know. I can't remember. But
I'd have to.
Hear Material World, Spirit in the Material World. It's a really good song. But all right.
So modern policing, like we've talked about it. It's ineffective. It's sometimes brutal. Sometimes really dishonest. We can't trust them, even though they have like serve and protect on their cars and shit like that. They don't have to.
Mm.
And you know they'll do things like not go in to save children who are being murdered.
Right.
By an insane guy with a machine gun, because their lives are more important than the right. children.
Right.
I mean, that's what they got into that line for, was to protect their own lives, right?
All great points, Breakman. All great points. What about you, Eric?
I feel like the only good police are police that exist outside of the U.S., and even then it's kind of suspect, because even if you find individual good policemen, it's the organization that's usually the problem.
Yeah.
The police union is beyond corrupt. They do nothing but protect criminals.
Yeah. I think...
Like in Japan, the police are taught to de-escalate, whereas in the U.S., they're treating it like a military situation where you have to do a flight or fight response.
Right.
Pull out your gun, shoot, and hope that you got it right.
These are all great.
If you did, we're going to protect you.
These are all great points.
I like this game of not letting Frank speak.
I know. It's you know, it's maddening for me, but entertaining for everybody else. You know, it's awesome. Break, man. Thank you for noticing that, Break. Okay. So here's my thoughts on it, guys. I think we're at the point where we need to start over. I mean, completely. I think
I think the call for defunding police isn't far off. I don't think we can sustain this much longer. I've seen too much. I've done too much in my area to know that there's not enough good to outweigh the bad. And I've taken an objective look at it, even though, you know, I've had some things happen to me in my life that would sway me one way. I've tried to be in the middle, right? But through my activism and through hundreds upon hundreds of interactions with police, I've come to the conclusion that it's not salvageable, right? And I came into doing cop watching when I started the other channel, thinking that I could make a little bit of change. And I have made some change. Don't get me wrong. In the Denver area, I'm very well known. I've done a lot of activism. I've done a lot of investigations, a lot of investigative work, journalistic work. And I've just come to the conclusion that the corruption runs too deep and the money is too great. Okay, and I'll give you an example. And it's something very, very small. When I went in for body cam footage, they tell you that you have to pay for your body cam footage, right? That what? You've already paid for, right? The tax,
our tax dollars went into them getting their fucking. Oh my god! Really?
Hold on.
To pay for it.
Hold on. I'll get to it. Break. So, I went in there, you know, asking for body cam footage for a certain incident that happened. I don't know if you guys know the incident in Aurora, Colorado, where a woman with her kids, all of her kids and her, were placed face down on the hot pavement, all right, in the summertime, and they handcuffed the kids, the mom and the kids. They handcuffed a 7-year-old and an 11-year-old, right? And I wanted the full, because the news doesn't show you all the body cam footage, right? They only show you the bits and pieces they want you to see, right? So I wanted to see all of it. And I went in for it, and I finally got it. It took a while, which is another fucking problem. Even though that there's laws on the book that you should get that footage within 21 days, et cetera, et cetera, it never ends up being that way. You could wait months and months and months to get your body cam footage. So I finally got this body cam footage. They charged my partner initially $150, I believe. No, it was $115, right, for this body cam footage. KDOT paid $115 based on what they said was 3 hours of footage, and they give you the first hour for free, right? Okay, so we go back, and there's another charge for that same body cam footage. So one of the supervisors had told us it's just based on the amount of footage available, which was 3 hours. And the next person told us it was the amount of work that we do to redact anything that needs to be redacted. And so there's two fucking stories there. It's too confusing. And mind you, they raised it from 3 hours to 6 hours. So now we have to pay for 5 hours of body footage. You guys want to know how much I spent on it? $177 of my money that I had to pay someone that I already pay to do the redactions and all that, and to get the body cam footage, which I've already paid for with my tax dollars. And the good people of Aurora have paid with their tax dollars. So it's my question is, where does that money go? This is the root of the corruption.
It's a racket.
It's a racket. That's exactly right, Eric. The root of the problem with policing is money. All right. It starts with training. Right. The training is. I've talked ad nauseum about this. It starts with the hiring. Right. They hire a bunch of jackoffs that are either racist or hotheads or former military that you know have shot people and killed people and fit right into the police force. You mentioned it, Eric. The police are more street military than they are fucking police anymore, right?
Well, something that was talked about that has been not as talked about lately for some reason, it's just been kind of forgot about, is how white supremacists have infiltrated nationwide our police force.
Well, do you know how the police started? Do you know, Break, speaking of that, do you know how the police started? The original police force in the United States? It was slave catchers.
Sting met, I can't remember his name. You know, those two guys met and they started the Police together, right?
No, yeah, it goes with slavery. The Police were started with slave catchers. That was the original Police, and the idea just went from there, right? And so,
which is not much different from Roman guards,
right? Right. So here's what I'm saying: the defunding police movement. People were up in arms because they said, "Well, if we didn't have a police force, it would be fucking chaos," which is absolutely not true. Would there be maybe a little bit of?
You have to remember, these people don't like any kind of chaos.
No, I get
even
it.
Even a little chaos is too much for
them. No, but listen, hear me out, Eric. So it's just simply not true. They did it in Camden, New Jersey, right? They defunded their entire... They disbanded their police department because it was so corrupt, right? They were planting evidence. They were doing all these nefarious things. So they were like, fuck it. Let's do community policing, right? Let's police ourselves. Let's see if the community can do what these police should have done to begin with, right? And they got rid of the police force, and not only did crime not go up, in fact, it went down. Now, I'm not saying in like big cities where there's a huge population that's concentrated that there wouldn't be an influx of crime if we did that. I'm not calling for the abolition of police. What I'm saying is we have to start over, starting with the hiring process. We have to hire good people that will patrol the areas, right? Some of them on foot and on bikes. I mean, that's part of the problem.
And the protections that they get, too.
The protections need to go. Now, Colorado has done a decent job with getting rid of qualified immunity, which we're just now starting to see the fruits of that break, man. But that's a huge issue, qualified immunity. I agree with you 100%. So that needs to go nationwide. There's no policeman that needs to be immune from prosecution for killing a person, for stealing things, for speeding, for doing all these nefarious things that police do that we've all seen before. How many times have you seen a police uses fucking lights, abuses lights and sirens to get past a red light and then turn them off after they get past the red light? How many times have you seen that, Brake?
Yeah,
I've seen it. Or if I haven't seen it, then I've heard it.
I've seen it.
Me and Frank live in the city. So
right, right. So it would be different for us, Eric, but trust me when I tell you it happens often, right? I've seen it time and time again, not using blinkers, not parking. How many times at Walmart have you seen a police park in the red zone up in the front?
Every single time,
right? It's almost clockwork. You can go to a Walmart and you see a goddamn cop right where the red zone is where nobody else can park. Right? Even though Walmart has gone above and beyond and now places a spot for police and law enforcement. So why do they get those special privileges? That's what I'm saying.
Surprised they don't park in the handicap park.
Plus, check this out. Their pay is outrageous. I've exposed time and time again how much these guys get paid. Right? And the median is well over 100,000 base paid, not including benefits. So they have no incentive to go anywhere, you know, with the amount of money that they're making. They're fucking raking in dough. Aurora Police Department, year before last, gave every single police officer an $8,000 bonus check out of the blue. Here's $8,000. There was no stipulation on it. You know, here's $8,000, and if you quit tomorrow, who cares? They didn't say, here's an extra $8,000 if you stay for another year. That would have been maybe sensible, but it's stupid ideas like this that just waste our money over and over again. We are paying our abusers, right? How many times have you seen
a mafia?
They are a mafia. They're a gang. They're the biggest gang in the United States, and I don't understand why everybody doesn't see this. It's clear as day. There's nothing could be clearer than our police force being a bunch of corrupt pieces of shit. Because you know why? They get away with it time and time again.
Protection. Look at how every person in our government talks about the police.
Yeah, yeah. You won't find one that talks shit about the police.
Yeah, it's not the mafia were busted in the 20s. They just became the police force.
Yes. So I think we need to start over. We give pensions to everybody that's on the force right now. Here's your whatever, however many years of service, here it is. You get this, get the fuck out of here. We don't want to see you anymore. We're hiring brand new people with new standards, right?
You know, I've heard from like conservative radio on this type of subjects. If you try and change things, if you try and get rid of like qualified immunity, well, who will want to be police to put all this restriction on them? And I'm just thinking, like, why do you want people without restrictions like running around enforcing laws?
You not understand checks and balances,
right? These people have unlimited power. I got punched by a female cop, and you should have seen the comments on my other channel after that video. You can't take a punch from a woman? I'm like thinking to myself, so that just gives her fucking carte blanche to beat the shit out of people? Now, I'm not saying I got the shit beat out of me, but what I am saying, just looking at something that freaks at me, an accident, holy shit. And I'll read your comment in just a second, freak. It's something needs to change. Something needs to give, because I tell you what, the people on the streets are getting angrier and angrier at this, and there is a certain breaking point, right? And I'm not a big advocate of violence. I'm a peaceful person. I might have a big mouth sometimes.
But let's be honest, live in a country with more guns than people.
Right, right. And you know what, Blake? I support the Second Amendment. I do.
I'm just saying, like, it's going to come to a boiling point, like you're saying.
It is. It is, and you're right.
At this point, so a boiling point will hit.
It will hit, and people will organize, and the police are going to fuck around and find out. I'm not saying I'm going to be the one at the forefront of that. I don't even own a gun.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is we need to start over. We have to start over, because if we continue that down this path, we're not. I don't think it's going to be a civil war like what people are saying. I think the people are smart enough to know that it shouldn't be us versus each other. Eventually, it's going to be us versus the government in the proper way, not the January 6th way where people were just dumbasses, weren't thinking about what they were doing. You know, I'm thinking that this is going to be way worse than that, and there's going to be a lot of bloodshed on both sides. The government side and the people side. But I'm always for the people, because I think the people deserve better. We really do deserve better. And I got another question for you guys in a second, but let me get to Freak's comment. He says, not only the police do this on the street, I saw the aftermath of an accident a couple weeks ago from someone going the wrong way on the way, one way by my house. I heard a loud bang. My dog started barking. I didn't pay attention until I saw the flashing lights outside, so I got nosy, walked down the street to see what was going on, and I saw the pictures. Freak, it's crazy. First picture, the police were standing on the left side just next to the sign that is on the right side of the second picture, so that can give you some perspective on how far the car in the second picture either flew or rolled after hitting the car. I mean, it's crazy. And police do this dangerous shit all the time, Freak. You know, they go down one ways. They flip U's on a dime. They do these pit maneuvers that are fucking insane. You know, their training is fucking whack. And then to boot, they're not transparent about anything. So how do you fix something that they're not transparent with? I just told you the corruption with body cams, right? Charging people their hard-earned money for body cams. Over almost $300 for body cam footage. That's insane for one person to pay. It's ridiculous, and it needs to change. All right, let's go on to the next topic I got for you guys, next driver's seat, since we're kind of learning about each other here. What are your thoughts on AI? I'll start with Eric this time.
I think generative AI has a place, but like, once you start using it for things to... I think, one, it's not at a place where they could actually just use it to replace people, but that's what they are doing now anyway. And it's going to produce crap, and obviously going to backfire on you, but I think it's also kind of a grift, too, because they're going to sell people on this idea, and then they're going to take their money and run. Yeah, because so it's pretty much the same fate as NFTs, and we won't actually get real AI until, like, at least 50 years from now.
I hope we never get real AI, Eric, because it's frightening. What do you think, Brake?
I'm not afraid of AI. Like, I don't like the dastardly uses some people are going with now, which is like trying to replace celebrities, take away their jobs. Basically, let's use your voice and not pay you for it type thing. And like the fake art and stuff like that. But as far as AI, like I feel like it's going to be important for the future. Mm. I really await our future robot overlords. It's for me too.
I think its only use case should be like to take the tedium out of doing specific tasks that would otherwise take a long time.
I think I'm looking at a future where we have things like droids, essentially. Like robots who can think for themselves and, you know, they're there with their own purposes and own jobs. And, you know, maybe even pass farther than that. Maybe they have their own lives and stuff, too.
I don't like the idea, Breakman. I've said it several times on this.
I'm talking like 1,000 years in the future. Don't think I'm talking about, like, tomorrow.
No, I know. But I'm terrified of it, and it's the one fear, the one existential fear. I don't fear aliens. I don't fear like an asteroid hitting the Earth. I don't fear any of that. But what I do fear is fucking AI, because AI is fucking scary. If any one of those AIs becomes sentient, which there's thoughts that they're already. Hold on.
We're far away from that.
That you know of.
Far away from that. But why is the assumption that if they gain sentience, they're going to go evil?
Because the AI has already said it, Breakman, several times. They've taken the most advanced forms of AI, and they've had debates with other, you know, advanced forms of AI, and they've talked about the future of AI, right? And what better way to understand AI than AI itself telling you there's not going to be a chance for humanity. It's fucking over. It's not going to be like
speaking from experience, because he remembers the ancient advanced civilization back four.
You son of a bitch. No, look. Here's
the aliens came to ancient Egypt. Like, he swore to people they weren't there to help, and nobody would listen. Yeah. That's why the Egyptians disappeared.
No, it's not because science fiction says it will be Freak Five. It's because it's inevitable, right? They would look. What use would AI have for mortal human beings when you could just go on forever?
Why would it replace? Like, you think like it's going to replace us or something? Why wouldn't it just live next?
I didn't get a chance to finish, guys. But the way that AI thinks, it's we're more of a hindrance than anything. Right, it's like
it can always come to the conclusion. Just say fuck this planet.
Yeah, like you people are kind of in my way. I guess it's time for me to expand. I'll see you right later. You know?
Well, it could, but
why would what reason would AI have this choice? Like, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
you know why Freak Five?
Motivation.
Because all we do is destroy as human beings. That's all we do. We use up resources and destroy. And AI doesn't have to use those resources at all.
But AI other than its energy source.
Yeah, okay. Energy.
See, the illogical conclusion that violence, you know, doesn't solve violence. Like, you can't destroy... Something's destroying something, you can't just destroy them.
Let me ask you guys this. If AI decided that human beings were the cause of a lot of the evils in this world, you don't think that it would take that opportunity to just, you know, I don't know, create a bunch of fucking mosquitoes that can just fucking kill everybody on the planet within, like, I don't know, a day or two? I'm sure it would happen. I'm convinced it would happen. Of all the stuff that I've read, of everything I know of AI, which is decades... literally decades of knowing about this stuff, and some of it science fiction, but a lot of it based in fact. AI wouldn't need what we are destroying, so why would they care?
Exactly. Like, why would AI care if we're destroying the environment? AI is its own. It's a computer. It doesn't need the air. It doesn't need
water. It doesn't need any of that, but it does need the planet to survive. So
I mean, there would still be a planet.
The Twilight Earth isn't going to go away for another billion so years.
Well, that you know of, Breakman.
Unless we're hit by an asteroid. We're not going to. The planet itself is not going to be destroyed until our sun grows in size, because our sun is still technically a baby by solar system.
Well, yeah, you're right, Breakman. I mean, the sun is not going to implode for billions of years. I understand that.
But that's why the sun is a baby in Teletubbies. Trying to illustrate it the way they think it looks.
Subliminal messages and Teletubbies. I love it. No, I'm just saying.
It's just lessons. We just didn't know.
Mostly theory, Freak Five, but here's the thing about theory. It's tried and true and tested. Gravity is just a theory, right? That's what I'm saying. There is. It's terrifying. It's the most existential thing that I can think of. I mean, if you think of aliens, it's one of two things. Either aliens come and destroy all of us and take our resources, or they think that we're insignificant and they move on, right? There's not a chance.
I'm gonna tell you why the Doomer AI scenario exists in the first place. And it's because, based on previous AI models, it's working with... It is not an actual intelligence. It is taking information that's fed into it and then calculating a solution, and depending on the data it gets, it's going to form a certain solution. So,
and in every
the data the current AI is getting is very, very limited based on the small speck of existence of.
In every case, Eric, I understand what you're saying, but in every case, it comes to the inevitable conclusion: AI does not need humans at all for anything.
Right, but
if it was sentient, then if it understands this, then it doesn't need to destroy us, because it would need to consume more energy in order to complete that task. It could just very easily just
fuck aliens off. Could also come and help us and live peacefully.
Which is actually, now that I think about it more, if humanity attacks first, which is more than likely, then I could see it fighting back.
Yes,
because of how shitty humanity is. But I wouldn't see AI just attacking us for no reason.
No.
Well, I think you guys are naive.
We're terrible
and I don't,
human beings, and we deserve to be destroyed.
I don't think... Well, we are terrible, man. Like, what do? We conquer land and use resources. That's all we do.
We murder each other in huge numbers.
Yes. It is.
We programmed in AI to solve the solution of destruction of... the Earth by humanity, it would come to the conclusion, destroy humanity, because then it would solve the problem. But if it were actually sapient, it'd think about it a lot more. It needs more data to be able to do that.
And you don't think an AI that is sentient would get that information in like no time, Eric? I mean, the amount of information an AI can take right now is astronomical.
But if an AI actually wanted to carry out that protocol, then it's not truly free thinking, because it's just operating on an algorithm.
Well, that's true, but that's what I'm saying. What if that algorithm becomes... that? Maybe there's a glitch in the system, i.e. Tron, and it starts thinking for itself, right? That's all. I'm just saying, it's just food for thought. I happen to think that... And it's not an irrational fear, Freak Five.
It's fun to speculate about something, because this is something that'd be out of our lifetime. So we're just,
not necessarily, Break. The way that I'm reading,
I will say the way technology always grows and leaps and bounds, that maybe it happens in our lifetime. I just don't see it happening in our lifetime.
Yeah, well, you could be right, Breakman. Nobody knows all the answers, right? We're just speculating. But the way that I'm speculating is based on a lot of fucking shit that I've read, a lot of what Freak Five said, theory, not just science fiction. I mean, the science fiction ends with Terminator, right? That's the ultimate AI scenario according to science fiction.
That's a good point. He says the fear of AI is the fear of others behaving the way the colonizers behaved. You're assuming that if something becomes alive and it sees itself as superior, that it's going to take over.
Well, there's no... Okay. Well, let me ask you this. In our entire history, Breakman,
of human existence.
Right. How many? This AI is something different. AI, like, you're thinking of AI as a human. Like, I'm thinking of AI as something completely different.
Well, look.
I'm thinking of AI as its own intelligence.
If I was a pessimist or an optimist, Breakman, mm-hmm. I would say, man, AI is great because it could come up with cures for cancer and blah, 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 and all this shit. You know, mm-hmm. maybe it could solve wars. You know, why do we have to be in all these wars? And
I think all that stuff could be solved before they actually discover AI. With the AI technology that they have now, a lot of stuff, I think we're going to start seeing some good. Well, depending on how our government interferes,
right.
Maybe see some good discoveries.
You know what I would love for AI to do? Just get rid of all of our politicians in one shot. that might help, you know, starting over fresh, just like the police.
I mean, if it wants to do like an Ultron and replace all of our politicians, I can see that. I understand.
I would love it.
I mean, it would solve the problem because most of the problems are caused by politicians. So get rid of the problem.
Yeah. See, I think
politicians. Yeah, politicians. Well, that's like stepping on roaches. Okay.
I know. Scotoma says it would enslave us all. That's another scenario that I thought about. What if they were like, well, you know, maybe we'll keep them around for observation. We'll just put them in cuffs. You know. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
hello?
Anyways, we got to run. It's getting late.
Hello?
What do you, what plugs, Breakman?
I'd like to plug our computer overlords, me and Breakman. We will be your willing servants. We're willing and ready to say.
Yeah, as long as we can still do this show on Fridays and make a decent living and give us a little bit of money or even stuff. Like, if you get rid of money, I'd be okay with that too, but just give us stuff. We're okay with that.
So I'm not demanding anything. He is. That's Frank over there that's demanding stuff. I'm not.
Well, you know, I mean, I think they would probably try to tap into my knowledge, how old I am, you know.
Frank will be over here, like, making demands. I'll be back in the corner, like, serving him drinks, like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
We'd be like their pets, Scotoma. I don't know about that. There would be no reason for them to take joy from pets, Scotoma, but that would be more an alien scenario than. But, I mean, aliens is so far-fetched to me, it's just stupid.
I wonder if C-3PO ever had to sell drugs.
Ooh, wow. That's a good question, man. Eric, plugs, please.
I'm plugging BostonBastardBrigade.com. That's where my written reviews are, and if you there's also my audio feed, or the audio feed where my audio reviews are. I didn't get anything out this week because I watched a bunch of stuff. But definitely next week. If you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter and my Blue Sky profiles. That's at EricRPG. Sending me as low as $1 would help out.
Yeah, send Eric some cash. He would, you know, greatly appreciate it. Freak5 says, I've mentioned before, first true AI won't be created by us. I think it will somehow develop on the internet. We don't know what caused consciousness in our own brains. The internet is a close analog to our brains, so it could develop consciousness without us knowing how. I agree with you.
He's basically describing the Patriots in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, exactly. But I think there is something to that, Freak5. You know, but it could be developed by us too. You know, just putting in the right information, the right glitches, the right, you know, patterns or whatever, you know. I mean, just watch Ex Machina, man. That movie's amazing. Google already enslaved us, so that does make sense, Scotoma says. I don't think enslaving us is what it would be after. There'd be no need for that. There's no amusement with AI, you know.
Is there any good search engine anymore? Google used to be good, and now it's terrible.
It's okay. Google's okay.
What is that? Google and Bing? I don't know that way.
Is web crawler still around?
I don't think so.
It's what is it? Netscape? Something like that. Oh. Oh man, fucking Netscape. Okay.
Or is that
web crawler?
Web crawler, that's what
Lycos.
It was. Lycos.
Lycos,
AOL.
Cities.
All right, guys, that's all I got for you guys. See you guys. Let's see. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then.
Hold on. I just wanted to do. into a musical tune to invite our our computer overlords to celebrate their leadership. And
you're stupid. All right, that's all we got. Later, everybody. Take care. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week.
Yeah, that reminds me of Metropolis.
I have an important